Chapter 9. A Surprising Visit. The rain continued on and off for the next few weeks, and Shmuel and Bruno could not meet as often as before. When they did meet, Bruno worried that his friend was getting thinner and thinner. His face was also very grey. Sometimes Bruno brought bread and cheese to give to Shmuel, and sometimes a piece of chocolate. But often Bruno got hungry on the journey and ate a bit of the bread or chocolate. Then he wanted to eat more and more until there was none left. It was Father's birthday soon, and Mother was planning a party. She invited lots of the soldiers at Outwith and worked hard to prepare for it. Bruno noticed that Lieutenant Kotler was always with her when she made her plans. On the morning before the party, Bruno was reading in his room when he heard Lieutenant Kotler arrive at the house and speak to someone. A few minutes later, Bruno heard his mother talking about the party. He picked up his book, Treasure Island, and went downstairs. At the same time, Lieutenant Kotler came out of the kitchen. "Hello, little man," the soldier said, with an unkind look in his eyes. "Where are you going?"
"Hello,"
said Bruno, frowning. Then he pointed at the living room.
"I'm going in there to read my book."
Lieutenant Kotler quickly took the book from Bruno's hands and started to look through it.
"So, what's it about?" he asked. "Well, there's an island," replied Bruno slowly.
"Yes, I guess that," said Kotler. Then he held the book high, and Bruno jumped but could not reach it. At that moment, Mother came through the kitchen door.
"Cat, my love, you're still here," she said. "I have some free time now if..." "Oh, Bruno, what are you doing here?"
"I'm going to the living room to read my book. Or I'm trying to," replied Bruno, taking his book back from Lieutenant Kotler.
"Well, go in the kitchen for now," she said. "I need to speak with Lieutenant Kotler."
And then they both moved into the living room and closed the door. Bruno walked into the kitchen, feeling very angry, and suddenly he got the biggest surprise of his life. There at the table was Shmuel. Bruno could not believe it.
"Shmuel," he said, "what are you doing here?"
"Lieutenant Kotler brought me. I have to clean the glasses," he said.
And when Bruno looked down, he saw 64 small glasses. Next to them was a bowl of hot water and a cloth.
"They needed someone with small fingers," Shmuel added, and he held out a very thin hand.
Bruno held out his too, and saw for the first time how thin Shmuel's hand was next to his.
"How different our hands are," said Bruno.
"My hand was like yours before," said Shmuel. "I don't know how it changed."
Bruno did not want to look at Shmuel's hand anymore, so he went to the fridge and opened it. He was pleased to see some cold chicken in it. He took a knife and cut himself some large pieces. Then he turned back to his friend.
"Are you hungry?" he asked.
"You don't have to ask that question," replied Shmuel.
"I'll cut some for you."
"No, if Lieutenant Kotler comes back," said Shmuel, shaking his head and looking towards the door. "I'm only here to clean the glasses."
"It's only food,"
said Bruno, putting the chicken in his hand.
"Just eat it."
The boy looked at the door for a moment, then quickly pushed the food into his mouth with frightened eyes. At that moment, Lieutenant Kotler appeared through the kitchen door and stopped when he saw the two boys talking. Shmuel quickly reached for another glass and began cleaning it.
"What are you doing?"
shouted Lieutenant Kotler.
"I brought you here to clean the glasses, not talk."
"I'm sorry, sir."
"Have you got food in your mouth?"
asked Lieutenant Kotler. Shmuel shook his head.
"You have got food in your mouth,"
shouted Lieutenant Kotler.
"Did you steal something from that fridge?"
"No, sir. He gave it to me,"
said Shmuel, trying not to cry. He looked at Bruno.
"He's my friend."
"You're..."
began Lieutenant Kotler, looking confused.
"What do you mean, he's your friend?"
Then he also turned to look at Bruno. He was silent for a moment. Then he said,
"Do you know this boy, Bruno?"
Bruno's mouth opened, and he tried to remember how to say yes. He could see that Shmuel was very frightened, and he wanted to make things better. But he could not, because he was very frightened too.
He was here when I came in," said Bruno. "He was cleaning glasses."
"I didn't ask you that," replied Lieutenant Kotler, and now his voice was very angry.
"Have you seen this boy before? Have you talked to him? Why does he say that he's your friend?"
"I've never spoken to him," said Bruno quickly. "I've never seen him in my life. I don't know him."
Lieutenant Kotler nodded slowly and seemed happy with this answer. He turned back to Shmuel, who was looking at the floor.
"You will finish cleaning all these glasses," said Lieutenant Kotler in a low voice. "After that, I will come to get you and take you back. Then we will talk about what happens to boys who steal. Do you understand me?"
Shmuel nodded, and he picked up another glass with shaking hands. Lieutenant Kotler turned to Bruno.
"Come on, little man," he said, putting an unfriendly arm around his shoulders.
Then Bruno heard the same bad word that Kotler used before with Pavel.
"You go to the living room and finish your book. Leave this little to finish his work."